Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Shannon McWhorter for community comment. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is an unprecedented disaster and could have been averted with some decisive action 8 months ago. Russia's buildup along the Ukrainian border had been going on for months, yet the Biden administration did nothing. Sleepy Joe's appeasement of Putin is undeniable and would have never happened under the Trump administration. Peace through strength is not in Joe's vocabulary, evidently, and from his past performance in Afghanistan, we shouldn't be surprised. Why did Biden wait till Putin invaded Ukraine to enact sanctions? The Ukrainian president was begging him for weeks before the invasion to implement them and got nothing but crickets from Biden. Why did Joe wait for months to deliver promised arms and munitions to Ukraine? He was afraid he would provoke Putin to invade, was one of his excuses. The bottom line is, we have a president who is a coward, and our enemies know it. Look at what he's doing right now in regards to the Iran nuclear arms deal. He's going to hand them the ability to finish making a nuclear bomb and give them $11 billion in cash to boot. How stupid can you get? Hold Joe's beer. It gets worse. He is lifting all sanctions on Iran, which will open up their oil spigots and line the Ayatollah's pockets with hundreds of millions of dollars. Most of that money will come from the West, including the USA. What do you expect Iran to do with this money? Does death to America ring a bell? Meanwhile, China is watching from the sidelines and plotting their own invasion of Taiwan. They too have been provoking the Taiwanese and the U.S. with an escalation of air and sea incursions and provocative military exercises. It's obvious China has every intention of attacking Taiwan. The only question is when. Is Joe going to be proactive or reactive? And let there be no mistake, America has promised to defend Taiwan if attacked, and that is a scary situation with Joe Biden as our commander-in-chief. America needs to quit financing Russia and China. We all need to boycott Russian and Chinese goods. The U.S. consumer is funding both countries' efforts to destroy America as we know it. We may not be able to get rid of Biden for 3 more years, but we can make a difference with Russia and China with our wallets. I'll leave you with this thought. It's very scary that the world's two largest nuclear arsenals are controlled by mentally impaired men. This has been Shannon McWhorter for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.